We have the right to create effectively. Now, how do we consider creating effectively? This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, University of Philosophy, here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. We have the right to create effectively. This right to create effectively comes by using our mind intelligently, by using our thoughts in a very positive, powerful, and dedicated way. We have the tendency to be flippant in our thinking, in our possibility thinking, and we think that, yeah, it can be, and no, it can't be. We have the tendency to do all sorts of things in this relationship, and it's kind of silly. We want to always know, be, and do those things which are positive, which are right, which are dynamic, which are inclusive for us in every beautiful, wonderful way. And as we do that, we want to do it so that we are totally in charge of who and what we are. Now, our thoughts have a tendency to wander off. We listen to the radio, television, read the newspapers and magazines and publications. We are into all the media. And then we are into what people say around us. And we are into what our eyes reveal to us from going on in our world. And as we do this, we are misled into thinking that the things that we see are our reality. And our reality goes a great deal deeper than the appearances that are around us. The appearances that are around us are here today and gone tomorrow. They're temporary. They are not things that are going to be with us forever, but they are things that do sort of intimidate us and do sort of act upon our way of thinking right at the moment. I've often thought how people talk about teachers or professors who are living in an ivory tower. They live in a tower of just principle, of wisdom, of knowledge, of understanding, but not looking at the human world, not looking at the physical world around them. And we judge them by saying, hey, they're not really realists, they're not really facing facts the way they are. Well, thank God for these professors, for these ivory tower people, because these are the people who live in principle, who live in their ideals. These are the people who set the world on its ear and who show the way to find truth, wisdom, love. Yeah, just look at the one condition of unconditional love alone. How well can we live unconditional love? How creatively do we effectively use unconditional love in our life? We know it's there. We know the wonders and the magic of unconditional love. And yet, do we use it? Do we apply it? Do we do it all the time? We have the right to do that. We have the right to be unconditionally loving of every circumstance that comes into our awareness. And as we do that, the benefit that we get is so magnificent, so outstanding, that it just sets our world on fire. Now, can you handle such a thing? Can I handle such a thing, the right to create effectively? Can I handle the realization that I create every experience in my life, I create every circumstance in my life, I create everything that goes on in my life? Can I really believe that? Wow. If I can, then I'm on the right road to accomplishing anything that my heart desires. Anything. Are you interested in that? I am. If so, it sort of behooves us to think as an ivory tower professor, as someone who is teaching a philosophy, living a philosophy, being a philosophy, and being untouched by the world, not being in the world, not being of the world, but just being a being that creates its own world. Oh, that's an interesting idea, isn't it? Create your own world by your own thought, by your own attitude, by your own life, by your own being. Wow, what a great thrill that would be. It's a choice that each one of us has. We have the right to create effectively by being so definite in what we're doing and in what we're thinking and what we're saying, that that's all we know and that's all we experience. Now you say that's unrealistic. Yes, from the human point of view, that certainly seems to be unrealistic. But it does work. It does work just as we are working for the ultimate eternal motion machine, just like we're working for living in our ideal spirit, mind, and body, just like we're working, living and being whole and perfect now and always, just like we're living in a world seeking unconditional love. It's possible. We have the right to create effectively. Now, are we taking that right? Am I taking that right in every area of my life to live and create effectively to accomplish the good and the goals that are important to me? If so, I can expect to have a happy, happy, happy life, and that is exactly what I have. Join with me on this create effectively kick and watch the magic take place in your life as it does in mine. I love you. I love you. I love you.